Rusty Quill presents Trice Forgotten, Episode 8, A Rigged Game.
In the star. And then on the east side of the island.
No offense, Siva,
well, there's
but...
this huge rock that artists go to sit on.
Siva, there's no use trying to cut him off. Once he gets like this, he just keeps going.
Siva!
Yes?
You've been talking about Kalativu non-stop since we got here.
You'll learn to start drowning it out eventually.
Shouldn't a map maker know to leave us something to discover on our own?
I don't believe that you're making the point that you're trying to make.
What?
A cartographer is the last person who would want to leave anything to be discovered by someone else.
Of course. Cartographers are discoverers.
What's the last thing that you discovered, Siva?
Well, there's... I was just saying about the rock... with the artists, and then there's this route up by the...
Inez, if you don't have anything nice to say...
This William is clearly a no-show. Let's grab what we need to reprovision and get going.
But I haven't even
Didn't
shown you the...
Did you say you were nearly shot by British soldiers the last time you were here?
Yes.
How do we know William isn't one of them, luring you here?
That was all a big misunderstanding. And anyway, they're not all like that, Inez. All my friends, excepting you, of course, are British.
Some friends.
You feel like rowing a boat, Captain?
Depends on the boat.
Moving gently down the stream.
I prefer to really put my back into it.
Are those good words? Pirate code words.
We'll tell you when you're older.
See you at the Jolly Jan, Captain.
Was that a friend? Oh, a pirate friend!
Inez, you're in charge.
Excuse me?
I've got some business to attend to. Keep the blathering fool safe.
Security. That is not my job. This is no time to be gallivanting at the Jolly Damn Jan.
This is the perfect time to gallivant.
Do you think we should order enough for her, in case she comes back with her friend?
I doubt we'll be seeing much of her the rest of the day.
Oh, right. So... Nalu Parimanum. Tayavu Setu, Mama. One for you and you, and a portion to take back for Baker.
Surprisingly good.
Oh, you know what goes well with this? That stall across the way sells the best. Oh, here, stay here.
So? Do you like him or what?
Of course I like him.
Oh, come on. Don't be obtuse. Fine. Keep it to yourself. But stringing him on like this isn't kind.
You are on his side now?
Sides! It's painful to watch him give you those damn puppy dog eyes. Either kiss him or turn him down.
Inez!
What? Now's the perfect chance. Might as well deal the final blow at the same time as he realizes a kid like him will never actually make it at the museum.
Inez, Noor, this is... Oh, I forgot to ask for your name.
You may call me Mary.
Mr. Blair sent Ms. Mary to collect me. We were waiting on the wrong side of the road, like silly geese.
Uh-huh. It didn't say in the letter what the job posting was.
Did it not?
It didn't. Perhaps you could expand on that?
Of course. When Mr. Blair mentioned a person of Seaver's experience, I was rather surprised. But the museum is in dire straits and desperately needs a cartographer of his caliber to restore maps that would otherwise be lost.
I didn't know your lot had a map department.
We are all about preservation.
Preservation? I'd be good at that.
Half of your clothes are stained with food, Seaver.
He is truly skilled. It is almost miraculous, his way with maps.
What's miraculous is how long he stayed alive.
Mr. Blair can explain more about the post in person.
Can we accompany him?
You? All of you? Whatever for?
We've had a fair few run-ins with unsavory people, and letting him wander off alone.
This is, unfortunately, a delicate and private matter.
That's what Lieutenant Colonel Shaw used to say.
Cartography is a delicate, intricate matter, and above all must be treated with ultimate confidentiality.
Yes, Shaw is known for his wisdom in such things.
You know the Lieutenant Colonel?
We are very much acquainted.
This Shaw, he's someone you trust?
He's the one who promoted me.
And Seaver would just be going to talk with Mr. Blair?
Iron out a few details, do a few test maps, that kind of thing.
And if he decides that the job isn't for him?
We'll return him right back to your ship. Not to put too fine a point on this, but I cannot be certain how long this opportunity will last. Seaver is very skilled, of course, but hardly the only cartographer the Queen's Museum has access to.
I see. Well, Seaver, up to you.
Noor, could I have a moment of your time?
Of course.
In private?
Sure.
Noor, what do you think?
I think that it is up to you. But if you do get the position, I have no doubt you will do wonderfully.
Is that... I've been... Baker told me that people don't really say what they actually mean, which makes me confused sometimes.
You have a question for me?
Would you feel nothing but joy if I were to leave you, Noor?
I think that this job is something that you have wanted for a long time, Aki. It is not worth giving up for someone you met a month ago.
You didn't answer my question.
Should you get the job, Seaver, I would feel nothing but pride for my friend and his new venture.
I see. Thank you for your honesty. Right. Yes. Just a talk. Yes, I think I shall go with you, Miss Mary.
Very good.
Noor, Inez, I want to make sure Nani knows I was here. Could you go to her and pay your respects for me?
It wasn't top of my list.
Ah, no! Yes, fine. Of course we will.
Are you sure you'll be all right by yourselves? I could...
Don't worry about us. Go. Do well. We'll see you later.
Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I sure hope you're not the type that's all bark and no bite.
That's your first impression of me?
Plenty of people thought they could handle this before. And let's just say I was underwhelmed.
Sounds like fighting talk to me.
Hello, Alestes. Thank you, sweetheart.
A pleasure as always.
Really? You couldn't have written an address in your letter?
Where's the fun in that? And it got you away from your old man and those brats, didn't it? Thought you might want to spare them the nitty-gritty, just like in the good old days.
We've had our differences, Anne. But we could decide to put that behind us and talk like adults.
There are far more than differences between us. You're a traitor. I'm not. It's that simple.
A traitor? Still such a loyal pet.
Pet? Oh, Alestes, you do test me sometimes. I've missed this. I've missed you. And I want you dead so I can miss you even more. Funny how that works.
Should have known better than to lead with politeness. Go on then, the quicker you get it out, the quicker we can be done.
The longer I draw this out, the more frustrated that face of yours gets. Fine. Here, look. I've searched these parts of Kalativu thoroughly, and still the mice elude me, chewing holes in our gunpowder storage, looting cargo.
Mice?
Wannabe rebels. Call themselves the Flyfishers.
You can't handle a local gang yourself anymore.
They've been watching us too long. Their leader, Joanna, she knows our movements, so I'm switching in a new cat. You can start with the spots I haven't crossed out.
Where'd you get this map?
Why? Do you know something about it?
Markings looked familiar as all. But I look at plenty of maps, no surprise there.
We think this map was created by someone close to Joanna. The tactical information on it matches strikes against us.
The map maker might have been a flyfish rebel.
It's likely. That or someone with a bone to pick against Gammon.
What would a local rebel group have against a pirate?
They must have thought we were operating out of the governor's estate, got the British to do a raid, but they only killed a few maidservants.
Where are you operating out from?
Oh, you'll have to do better than that, my dear. That should be everything you need. Find Joanna, and find her quickly. Drag her before Gammon, dead or alive, and then we're even.
Understood.
Understood?
Understood.
That's it. I give you a command, and you just do it.
That's usually how these things work.
No, not between us, not... Where's your fight?
I'll see you around, Dan.
You sure this is the right house?
I wouldn't hear the end of it if I couldn't follow his damned instructions.
He didn't say that his home had been... Inez, please. Show a little respect for the dead.
You think I'm going to be haunted just because I'm looking around?
Inez.
Alright. Alright. Looks like people rougher than us have had a good rummage anyway.
The soldiers looking for Siva, maybe? It makes me uncomfortable. Sometimes. He makes me uncomfortable.
Siva?
He is... bright. Like... when he is looking at me, he is seeing the ghost of... this home. His smile. It feels heavy. Too heavy for me. Let us pay our respects.
I don't even know what the woman looked like.
We are in her house. And we know the person she raised. That's enough.
Fine.
Oh, Allah, forgive Nani and elevate her station among those who are guided. Send her along the path of those who came before and forgive us and her, O Lord of the worlds. Enlarge for her her grave and shed light upon her in it.
You.
What can I do for you, miss?
I need information.
Well, all we sell here is tea, so...
Tea?
It is a tea shop. Here, I have the perfect blend for you.
I don't have time for...
Try it. Won't disappoint. Green cardamom, cinnamon stripped right round the corner, jaggery, and buffalo milk.
It's good, but it won't distract me from what I need to know.
As I said, I don't know much.
The thing is, I don't believe you.
No, I really don't actually...
Running a shop like this, people passing through, a plantation worth of workers gathering tea on their breaks, and you don't have any... information sitting between those ears of yours.
I just ran my shop. Tried to keep my customers happy and tend to my family.
So you know nothing about a woman named Johanna? Nothing about Lord Graham's raided estate? The fly fishers?
I don't know anything that can help you.
Judging by the colour draining from your face and the tremble in your hand, I'd say you were lying. But who am I to say? I'm just a stranger.
Yes, a stranger who doesn't know about this island, doesn't know the people here... And
but who does know how to make people start telling the truth.
No, you don't understand.
Five.
Wait, just wait.
Truly delicious stuff. Four.
There's nothing that I can do to help you.
Three.
Are you listening to me? I said that I can't.
Two.
There are things at stake here that are beyond...
Your life?
Beyond my life.
A shame. Tell me where to find Johanna.
Find her? But you've already killed her.
Killed her? Johanna?
Yes, she was killed in the raid.
I thought only maidservants got killed in the raid. Johanna was a servant. How better to keep tabs than to be invisible?
You're not a British enforcer.
Do I look like I'm a British damned enforcer? The rebels, the flyfishers. Who's second in command? You said you had a family.
There's nobody, all right? She kept everything to herself. We think she told her plans to her grandson, but he ran away and nobody's seen him since.
Skinny. About this tall.
Yes, the map maker.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Are we almost there?
Just a little further.
I believe you, I do. It's just
You said it was only a little further some time ago now, and I'm growing quite parched. Are you thirsty? I'm terribly thirsty.
I'm sure Mr. Blair will have plenty for you to drink when we arrive.
And where are we going? The shops are all in town, and it makes more sense to stay closer to the port, doesn't it? Easier to ship antiquities back and forth. Out here, there's only...
Perhaps you'd be less thirsty if you talked less.
Right, yes, of course. This really is a trek, isn't it? You can't mean to tell me that you walk this route every single day. Talk about off the beaten track. This isn't even a path that I've mapped. And I've mapped every single inch of this place. Look at how thick those trees are. So easy to get turned around without any source of light. And in this humidity, I forgot how hot it gets here, even in the pitch dark of night. Just astoundingly sticky. The type of sticky heat my grandmother used
to... Siva, would you just, for a moment, be quiet?
Did I say something wrong?
If you don't shut up, I'm going to kill you. And then all my plans are ruined.
Oh, oh, Miss Mary, you really are quite the jokester. Yes, the heat and the humidity does get the tension up, doesn't it? One gets so irritable out here. Kill me, you say. Don't you worry. You'll have a return of spirits once we're in the shade.
Help me lower this cargo into the hold. Innes, you go down and start sorting the goods.
That is an impressive amount of food. Is the captain planning on an ocean voyage? No safe harbor in sight?
Don't tempt fate, no.
Where's the captain?
Brothel.
Oh, at a time like this. Innes, you run to the... to bring back the captain. No, you help me here.
Is everything all right?
Everything is fine. Nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about. Let's just pack up 6 months' worth of provisions.
Siva, did he give an idea of when...
Baker, we can't help if we don't know what we're running from.
There, on the horizon, see that flag?
The one dripping in red?
The galloping Englishman.
The galloping... Gammon's ship.
So there's a ship on the horizon. Who cares?
Well, I care. Listen, that's not just the ship of Gammon's. It's the ship. It means just beyond him is a fleet of ships full of men as ruthless as he is. I'm all for standing and fighting, believe you me, but I don't believe in fighting to lose. And right now, we'd not just lose, we'd be destroyed.
I don't understand. Why are they...
Hello? Anyone up there? Ooh, there you are. Scary expressions. Hope I'm not being a bother.
You are.
Now is not a good time, sir.
So sorry, but I recognise the ship. Netaonsom. Is Eva here?
Who's looking?
William Henry Baker Blair. I believe I'm already acquainted with your big friend over there.
Siva's not with you?
Why would he be with me?
Because your... Miss Mary came to collect him. Found us in the market, said she worked with you.
The only Mary I know is the Virgin, I'm afraid.
I knew it! I knew it, and I told you!
Hold on. Did this, Mary have brownish hair? An expression like she sucks eggs for a living?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
You know her?
I'm not one to speak ill of anyone, least of all a lady, but Mary Peters, there's... Well, let's just say there's no place for a lady at the Queen's Museum, least of all one like her.
Here we are.
Goodness, I really was turned around. This is Governor Graham's house. I wasn't aware that Mr. Blair was so close to Governor Graham. Has the governor returned, or is he renting the place to the museum in his absence?
For how long would you say you've been making maps?
Oh, since I could hold a quill. Nani always made sure I had plenty of things to practice with. Ink, paper, places to map, places I had seen and I knew, places I hadn't seen in any other map. I like going into detail. They said that's why I'm so good.
Good enough to sell?
Not yet, and certainly not for lack of trying. You would not believe how terribly rude this one shopkeeper...
What kind of places do you like to put on your maps? Places your nanny took you to? Oh, she must have taken you all over. To those places you say aren't on any other maps. Were there any places she told you to never... no matter what, give away the location of?
No, my maps are perfect. If it exists on this island, it's reflected in my work. Is this Mr. Blair's office? It's very closed off. No windows either. This won't be very good for... Maps do look best in natural light. Are you not going to come in, Miss Mary?
This has been very informative, Siva. That'll be all for now.
Miss Mary? Miss Mary, excuse me, Miss Mary! You seem to have locked the door. Oh, no. I've been bloody kidnapped again, haven't I?
Thrice Forgotten is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The series is created by Nemo Martin and directed by Rafaela Marcus. Today's episode was written by Morgan Givens and edited by Nico Vitesse, Catherine Seaton, and Catherine Rinella. Thrice Forgotten features Rebecca Bruff, Vic Zander, Shahan Hamza, Ashley Goh, Gigi Zahir, Naomi Bartu, Imogen Harris, Laurie Ann Davis, Alexander J. Newell, and Faye Roberts. Thrice Forgotten is produced by Ian Gears, Laurie Ann Davis, and production manager Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.